You know, after, what, two pleasant mornings, it's back to kind of being...
A little, blow dryer out there.
Yeah, but did you look at the first part of next week?
Yeah,
I was darn near shocked.
Yeah, Labor Day and Tuesday, we're looking at the lower 90 thing that had been promised.
I saw
to
a low of
taken away.
I saw a low of 65.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, Monday night, 65 is
and
our low.
If that happens, if we get to the 90s on Tuesday, that's going to make Tuesday very nice.
Yeah, yeah. That'll be a 91 that won't be well. Wow. Of course, any 91 right now would probably be bearable. What's interesting, and again, it's driven by the system that is out in the Gulf that's not going to bring us any rain. Thanks a lot. What's it called? Lee? Who is it?
Lee.
It's not anything yet. It's still a depression.
But it's going to have a name.
Them clouds out
there. It gets
there,
right. Yeah.
Because the winds are out of the northeast right now. And yet it feels, you generally think, boy, if something's coming out of the northeast, it would kind of be refreshing. But there ain't nothing refreshing about this. And Saturday, it's going to be gusty. Winds up to about 20 miles an hour. And same thing on Saturday night. So there'll be some winds and they'll be out of the north. But I don't know how nice that'll feel.
Not going to need a wrap. That's for
no,
sure.
That's
not for
sure.
Those north winds.
Yeah, and Sunday as well, 15 to 20 miles an hour, maybe gusts as high as 25.
Yeah, they're still saying about 94 for kickoff Sunday night.
So. All right. Yeah.
And after everybody's been standing outside in the 100-degree heat, partaking of, well, water, no doubt, I'm sure that will be pleasant.
Sure. You do need to remember some things that you do consume that you think are actually hydrating your body aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like sugary stuff.
Well, I'm thinking like your alcohol.
I was going to say your malty stuff.
And
malty
caffeine. Stuff. Uh-huh. You drink iced tea and it goes right through you, really. I mean, so consider. We're not doing, what is that? What was that San Jose State College of the Professional Arts? What was that year?
Fresno
State.
That
was 4 years ago, Fresno State.
I mean, we're not going to be.
Remember it well.
Yeah, we're not going to be at Fresno State levels. But it's,
No.
Well, the last time we played SMU here, I think we had a 2:30 kickoff.
Yep.
And it was the first game of the season, and it was warm.
Yeah, yeah. So, can't say that I've ever done this myself, but probably thought of it. A Russian man got himself locked up into a pizza place for access to free beer overnight. I mean, really.
I've been waiting to hear a story like that.
Well,
that's
an A for effort, anyway.
Yeah, I have to think that there are any number of college students have gone, well, dude, could you imagine, man, if I got locked up inside the, name your favorite, watering hole? The one's got all the spigots, man. I'd go over there and just get at it. So anyway, but as so often happens, these things don't end well. When the restaurant staff left, guy broke into the cooler containing a keg. A keg? Disconnected the pipes leading to the tap, put them in his mouth, and drank as much as he could.
Oh, my goodness.
This is like a keg stand with a real, real big keg, I guess. Got drunk, fell asleep, found by the cleaning crew when they came in. See, so, I mean, wouldn't you want to sample more than one, or you just, oh boy, hey, Schlitz, wow.
I'll say, maybe he found the one he really liked.
That's right. I ain't going anywhere else.
Not
going
to do that.
He's partial to Natty.
Yeah, you can have your own Lugenbacher rocker.
Them too,
Stop the music. Stop the music.
I mean, there's no reason in the world that I would have looked at this other than I happened to see the sign right in front of me yesterday. Do you know what it costs for a keg of beer now? Do you have any idea?
No, I really don't.
I know.
Nor do I.
I know. That's what I mean.
I'll say $100.
Let me see.
Yeah.
How long has it been since I've been in college?
Well,
30 years? No.
Well, beer, I think, that you would want to admit to drinking is, about $95.
Huh? That's for a keg of beer?
Yeah, that's for a keg of beer.
And a carton of cigarettes costs about $70?
Yeah.
Golly, that's an investment to smoke and drink these days, isn't it?
It's going to be a good time.
She better call you back, that's for sure.
She better remember your name.
No kidding. We got a lot of info.
Mason.
Yeah, because I'm thinking back when I did that, it was like, maybe we got to get $24 together,
Right.
Again, Schlitz reference.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What Scott didn't say is that was just 2 weeks ago.
That's right. They're still waiting for Scott to ante up.
Exactly. Got to bring the deposit back.
Hi, I'm Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. First of all, I want to thank our many longtime customers for doing business with us. We at the Gibson Agency really appreciate our local customers and will do everything we can to give them the best possible service combined with extremely competitive insurance products. I also want to thank all of our new customers for the monumental growth achieved by the Gibson Agency in the last 2 years. One of the reasons that the Gibson Agency has grown so much is that we don't just represent one or two insurance companies. We are an independent insurance agency and we represent over 25 insurance companies. This gives us a competitive advantage because we can shop your insurance needs for you and help you choose the best coverage and the best rates. If you don't do business with us yet, we invite you to give us an opportunity to show you why so many others in the Brazos Valley look to W.E. Gibson Insurance for their personal, farm, and business insurance needs. Give us a call at 694-1555 or drop by our office in the Kroger Shopping Center on Rock Prairie Road.
Hey, 619, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Yeah, happy birthday to you today or this weekend if it's your birthday. It's September the 2nd today. Dancer, actress Marge Champion is still, well, probably not hoofing around, but she's, you know, she's fogging a mirror still. She's a 92 years old today.
I can still do the Lindy.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go. Singer Jimmy Clanton turns 71 years old today.
Just a Dream.
Yeah.
I believe is his song.
Yeah, that's kind of a one-hit guy. I guess he had other stuff. From Martha and the Vandellas, Rosalind Ashford is 68 years old. Two quarterback birthdays today, and one of them is quite a bit smarter than the other. The other would be Terry Bradshaw. He's 63 years old today.
Okay.
And the other quarterback is Mark Harmon. He's 60 years old today, of course.
Yeah. Both of them in television, though.
Both in television. Yeah.
Terry, well, but you know, if Mark challenges Terry to a spelling contest, Terry just weighs 4 Super Bowl rings at him.
Yeah, that's true. So, you know what? True. I don't need to know.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, and then he asked Terry, yeah, what weekly hit TV show do you have, right? Yeah, there you go. Jimmy Connors, the tennis player, probably my favorite all-time tennis player as far as a showman, I think. He's 59 years old. Keanu Reeves, there's an actor for our time right there. He's 47 years old.
But you're right.
Yes.
But, you know,
what?
He went ahead and did this Matrix thing.
Yeah, he did. That worked for him.
Which is gross like $1 billion.
Right.
And, you know, if he was smart, if his agent was smart, he got, you know, a little bit of that action. And
yeah. Well, a lot of bad actors are really rich.
Yeah.
You know.
Probably. But I don't,
yeah.
I'm not.
No kidding.
Okay. Now, I'm not sure that he's a bad actor.
Oh, you're not?
Well, I'm just, I mean, he hasn't done anything.
He is. He's a very bad actor.
Wait a minute.
I'll have to go through his filmology and see.
Because every time I see Keanu Reeves, it's just Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Well, that's my whole point. That's my whole point is he he's moved beyond that to some extent.
Yeah, sure.
Think so, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not to the point where I'm, you know, any loyalist or whatever.
You're going to cast him for, you know, Mice and Men?
Yeah. That'll be great.
Or Catcher in the Rye?
Yeah.
To Kill a Mockingbird. That's it.
Spartacus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ben-Hur.
Yeah. This is part of Scott Scantlebury's fan club dues. He's got to you know,
right.
This guy up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a trade. That way he didn't have to actually pay.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Did I say Keanu's 47 years old?
Sure,
he's getting up there, isn't he? Yeah, he is. Lennox Lewis, the British prize fighter, is 46 years old. Selma Hayek.
Ooh.
Easy boy. The actress is 43 years old today.
That is one of the most beautiful plus 40 women I think has ever walked the planet.
Selma's a nice looking lady.
Golly. Yes, she is. Yeah, she did some of that 30 Rock stuff,
yes,
right?
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
Yes,
yeah,
she
yeah,
did.
Yeah, she stood out, as I recall.
She
right?
played, and she played a nurse. Bonus!
Oh, boy, we're going to have to spray some water in there. Linda Pearl, the actress, turns 56 years old today, and that's enough for today.
Now, boys, y'all have seen her recently. You've seen Linda Pearl recently.
Well, I know who she is. When did I see her recently?
She was Pam's mom on The Office.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Sure she was.
Very true.
Yeah, sure she was. That's all I got for today.
That's enough.
Is that enough?
Yeah,
good. Coming up tomorrow, Valerie Perrine. You remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, she did a couple of movies like Lenny and all that, and then she just sort of dropped away, didn't she?
She's
67, 68 years old tomorrow. Dave Ramsey. I believe you hear him over on our Christian station, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every week or every day. He's 51 years old today. Of course, he's the financial guru. Charlie Sheen, he's been in the news some, hadn't he?
And
he's 46 years old tomorrow.
Fair to say collecting bets?
Yeah, you know.
It's funny because I was looking at when you do the box office for movies,
mm-hmm.
One of my sheets has like what the number one movie was, you know, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, Hot Shots. This guy had such an opportunity to be likable, to be the likable clown, and then he gets caught up with that Fleiss woman, then we find out what he's really like. And so, I mean, the long answer to your question is, yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he did the Wall Street movie, too, you know, and all that.
It was a really good movie.
And he did a Platoon, you know, a Vietnam movie.
Yeah, some chemicals have been introduced into his life, that's for sure.
And he's been, I mean, you know, he took over Spin City for Michael J. Fox and kept it successful for a few years before he, you know, started this Two and a Half Men. So there you go. And Sean White tomorrow. He's the gold medal snowboarder guy. He's 25 years old on tomorrow. And that's all I got for Saturday.
Jardine of the Beach and Boys.
Of the Beach Boys. Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. Coming up on Sunday, Tom White.
I got one.
For
Sunday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to my mama.
Mama.
Happy birthday on Sunday.
Have you already sent the card?
No.
No.
I'm a terrible son.
Does she do e-cards?
She will this year.
Mama, let me tell you about something really cool. Go to your email.
When's the birthday tomorrow?
Sunday.
Oh, well, you get the card in today.
No, you get it there in one day. No, believe me. No.
It won't do.
I know that business.
You know that business?
I'd love to stay and argue, but I got to go.
You can. Okay, bye. Tom Watson will be 62 years old on Sunday. Dr. Drew Pinsky is 53 years old on Sunday. One of the Wayans. Damon is 51. And Beyonce Knowles turns 30 on Sunday. There you go.
Making you feel old.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence Hilton Jacobs from Welcome Back, Cotter.
God, what's he, 50-something?
Yeah, and Nothing Else, by the way.
Yeah.
58.
Oh, my goodness.
And,
Almost 60-something. Yeah.
Candy Alexander, who was on ER and News Radio a long time ago, would be 53 today. Yeah, that'd be enough birthdays for you.